O'clock on a wet Monday morning here in Medford, and the doctor is here to bring you an hour's worth of TARDIS Jukebox. And since we've only got an hour, we might as well jump right in with some Noah Kahan.
Conversation within the conversation. I want to drop the gloves, but you're far too patient. I want to see you. I wanna hear you say it. I wanna know the dark that I share a brain with. Oh, tell me when you were broken. Do you still have a heart? Or somebody stole it? But I'm far too tired to watch you laugh unless the sports TV. I'll get your house paid off so the feds can't touch it. Another thing we don't talk about anymore.
Oh,
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes covering Everybody's Talking. And you know what everybody's talking about? They're talking about how everything is great. This is new from Carsey Blanton and The Burning Hell.
Hey, Matthias.
Carsey.
Oh man, so good to hear from you. How's everything up in Canada?
Same old, but more importantly, how are things down there? I mean, seems a little weird.
Huh. Weird?
Yeah. Are you okay?
Let me tell you. Everything is great. Everything is fine. Everything is getting better all of the time. Everybody knows that the president's insane, but nobody wants to talk about what people do when their president's insane.
Yeah, I've noticed that no one wants to talk about that. Yeah. There's definitely a few things that could be done.
Yeah.
But no one's... Well, yeah. Anyway, how's the weather?
Well, it's the hottest summer in the history of man. And for some reason, yesterday we bombed Iran.
That was weird.
Everybody knows we're starting World War III, but nobody wants to talk about what you should do if your government is starting World War III.
Yeah, third time's the charm?
Did you say that, yeah?
Are you sure that everything's great? I mean...
Everything is great. Everything is fine. Everything is getting better all of the time. And everybody knows that Luigi was right, but nobody wants to talk about what you should do if everybody knows Luigi was right.
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe what we need is just to refocus and remember that there are people out there trying to do good stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
Mr. Rogers had that thing he said. What was it? You gotta look for the helpers.
Mm. Yeah, but did you hear that they're shooting people lining up for bags of flour?
I did hear that, yeah.
You don't need the permission if you've got the power. And everybody knows that we're living in a death cult. But nobody wants to talk about what you should do if you're living in a death cult.
It's the worst kind of cult.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I know you're trying your best, but you're not convincing me that everything is great.
Well,
I think, what if I just came down for a visit?
Maybe, oh, you wanna?
Yeah, I think that'd be fun.
Well, I think that would be great. Sit around and talk about what we should do if the president's insane and starting World War III and we're living in a death cult and everybody knows that Luigi was right. We can talk all night.
So what is it you're doing to deal with the death cult that is currently running our government? You know, other than hanging around and waiting for somebody else to do something or waiting for an election or whatever. Come on. Things are not going to get better by themselves. It's up to you. And it's not paranoia when people are really out to get you.
Paranoid. Paranoia.
hijackers, fires, and bombs. They always tell you to keep calm, but you're too paranoid. When you stay in at night, lock your windows and doors up tight. Still can't make yourself turn out the light when you're
it away all over Europe. us that weren't your stupid cause. Cause the future is ours and we should have a choice. We want to live and not to be destroyed. Hey, hey, hey.
That's solidarity here on WMFO, and letting us know that the more things change, the more they remain the same, because that was from 1982, and we're still looking for people to disarm, people to stop fighting stupid wars. But, you know, America, you let it happen to yourselves, and the rest of the world has to pay, along with us. Let's dial it back and be a little more cheerful right after this message.
Almost busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. Learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
The show was long and we were just sitting there, and we'd come to play and not just for the ride.
All right, and you are a responsible marijuana user, aren't you? So, keep using. Here's Seeing Susie from the A-Sides. That's the Delta 5. Are you trying?
Hold on, what do you mean? something in your bed.
Now it's 2 minutes to midnight and they're building houses of cut, and we'll spiral out until the day we all fall. While the enemies all around us and it slowly tears us apart, and we'll spiral out until the day we all fall. We're getting ready for the sound.
This self-consuming contradiction.
Algiers, and there is no year. There is no year like 2026, so that's actually from 2018, just in case you were wondering. Before that, Balin, and Bottled It Up. And now here is We the Kings from their album 6, and Planes, Trains, and Cars.
hard heartbeat beats on its own. I used to hate it, now I call it home. I call it home. And every hard heartbeat beats on its own. I used to hate it, now I call it home. I call it home. And every hard heartbeat beats on its own. I used to hate it, now I call it home. Call it home. And every hard heartbeat beats on its own. I used to hate it, now I call it home. I call it home. And maybe it's not that far, and maybe it's not that hard. Maybe we're close to finding.
The last cross, the last cross left to bear, and I've seen my share. It's been a long road, and I'll hang this heavy love as long. She'll be there at the last cross, the last cross left to bear. I survived addictions, suffered crucifixions for my. Has been a struggle, but I'm risen from the rumble every time. Oh, every time. At the last cross, the last cross left to bear. Been a long road, and I'll hang this heavy love, 'cause Lord, I know that she'll be there at the last cross, the last. The last cross left to bear. 'Cause Lord, I know that she'll be there. That the last cross, the last cross, the last.
Alex Williams and Last Cross on WMFO. It's 10:41. We're going to go up until 11, and we're going to start that time with Neil Sedaka singing about beautiful you.
You got an answer. Girl, I could really use it. Chip on my shoulder. You know I could stand to lose it. Don't let us waste no time, no. The good thing is hard to find, no. And you know exactly what's on my mind. Ooh, la la, you're such a turn me on. Funky young lady.
That's It Figures from a demo cassette back in 1986. And this is the White Stripes.
Singing is from inside a paper wrapper.
Medicinals from PJ Harvey, and we're making our way to the end of this hour. Talking Heads are next. They're singing about houses in motion.
For a long time I felt without style or grace, wearing shoes with no socks in cold weather. I knew my heart was in the right place. I knew I'd be able to do these things. As we watch him digging his own grave, it was important to know that was where he's at. Can't afford to stop, that is what he believed. He'll keep on digging for 1,000 years.
46 years ago is when that album came out. It seems still so fresh today. Someday you young people will understand how 46 years can seem like hardly a blink in time. Anyhow, that's the Talking Heads from Remain in Light and Houses in Motion. We're going to wrap things up here for TARDIS Jukebox for today with Father John Misty. Tune in Wednesdays from 4 to 6 for more from the Doctor, right here on WMFO in Medford.
line me up to the front line. We'll give the order. You'll storm the border without me. If they tell you you're a genius, but you need some proof, ask anybody on the payroll to go out with you. If they avoid you, then they'll award you definitely. Nobody that's around you seems to get it right. How hard is it to follow just a few guidelines and smile while you do it? If you want a page written about you in the book, but you need a food tester 'cause you curse the cook, I'll take some wine, but you can dine without me. Without me. Who would let you play God and make believe that all the blasphemy is coming only from me? Can do it, and you'll be ruler without me. You can do it without me.